All righty, NRL kicks off tonight, round 9. Yep, he's one of our NRL Nation commentators. He will be calling the game tonight. You can hear all the action right here from 7 o'clock. Joel Cain, Brett Camorley, and the one and only Mark Spud Carroll, who's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Richard.
You well, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend.
You wouldn't want to be a coach in the NRL, though, would you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I just think what's happened to the South. I'm disappointed for their fans. What about the sponsors? They pull that money in. They're down the bottom of the comp to get rid of the coach so easily. I just wish the players would have stood up and said, look, it's our fault. Don't go blaming the coach. But I wonder if any of them rung him yesterday to say, coach, are you okay?
Yeah, interesting. It's a tough gig, though. It's all about winning. Winners are grinners, and if you keep losing, everybody's job's on the line. Luke Keary, I mean, you're a big one, and I know we've spoken about this ad infinitum about concussions and head knocks. Luke Keary's a player who's received a number of concussions, and despite the fact that he'd re-signed not that long ago, has decided to pull the pin and shocked everybody, but you'd be in agreement it was a good move, Spud.
Yeah, 28 years of age. What else has he got to prove? He's won 3 comps. Same with like Dale Finucane. He's, the thing is, when we'll come through, we didn't have many doctors looking over us saying this and that. We just kept playing. So, he should be congratulated what he's done for our little man. He was very, very tough in the middle.
He certainly was. Okay, game one. All the action right here from 7 o'clock. You'll be calling the game along with Joel Cain and Brett Camorley. Rabbitohs take on Panthers. I've mentioned a couple of times, I don't know whether you saw the footage, but earlier in the week they had footage of Mary Fowler scoring a couple of goals for Manchester over in the UK, and in the crowd was Nathan Cleary. Now, he played last weekend, and if that was him, he's obviously flown over there. He's not playing. He's not playing tonight, and they've said, "Oh, short turnaround from Townsville." But he's been over.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. He's been over in the UK.
Is that true? Is it?
Well, I saw him, and I'm sure other people. I had a couple of calls this morning, very early, that they saw him. But it was on the news. I'm not quite sure whether it was Channel 9 or on the ABC.
Well, the thing is, I look at this game, South rebound. They might want to play well for their new coach, mate. Why didn't they play well for the other coach? Also, if Penrith think, oh, it's only South, they're going crap, they're going complacent, there could be an opportunity, but I can't see that.
No, I can't see it. I'm going Panthers. You're going Panthers too?
Yep.
Okay, early game tomorrow night. Your Manly team take on the Raiders, who got flogged last week. Who are you going for? DCE, he got off. He'll be playing.
Why was it the judiciary? Well, a waste of petrol going across the bridge. That was a disgrace. Clean skin. He had no involvement in that tackle. Well, I've got to go Manly. The weather down here has been pretty ordinary, so that might bring the game a little bit closer, but I'll go Manly.
Yeah, I'm going Manly. DCE. You think, look, I had a few calls on it earlier in the week. Do you think if you have had a clean record, you should get some sort of different treatment?
Well, why not? He's done 312 games. But if he kicks someone on the head, fair enough. You know, it's called momentum in our game.
Yeah, yeah.
210 kilobytes come together. It's called momentum. He only had his hand on it. He actually pulled away and wasn't involved. So,
anyway,
waste of petrol.
Okay, Manly to win. The late game tomorrow night, the Broncos take on the Roosters. This should be a cracker up in Brisbane at Suncorp. Brisbane welcoming him back, Ezra Mam and Selwyn Cobbo. And it looks a different team. And the Chooks flying high, but, of course, they're minus Nathan Cleary tomorrow night. Who are you going for, the Broncos or the Roosters?
I'm going to go to the Broncos home. Just the Payne Haas. I'm looking forward to seeing how we need him for New South Wales. They just keep getting stronger, aren't they? The Reece Walsh, love watching him play, so I'll go to the Bronx.
Yeah, I'm going to the Bronx too. Okay. The early game on Saturday, the Bulldogs take on the Tigers. Canterbury fresh off the bye, and they've got Kurt Mann back from injury. Benji Marshall's kept the same 17 that lost to the Broncos last week. I'm going the Bulldogs, who are having a good season. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I was going to go to the Bulldogs, but now you're going to go to the, I'll go to the Tigers and make it interesting. Can they keep it going? The game goes for 80 minutes, not 40 for West Tigers, so we'll find out.
Okay, all right. I beat you last weekend again. I got 6, I think you got 4.
Yeah, I'm hopeless.
Right.
I'm hopeless.
Okay, the second
game. I go with my heart too much.
Righto. We're up on the Gold Coast at Cibus Stadium for the 5:30 game on Saturday. The Titans take on the Storm. I'm going for Melbourne. Who do you like? Cameron Munster. He'll be playing his 200th NRL game on Saturday.
What an incredible player. 200 games. Desi got a win last week. That'll be the last one for a while.
Yeah. All right. Okay. The late game on Saturday. It's a local derby again up in Townsville. It's the Cowboys taking on the Dolphins. North Queensland unlucky to go down to Panthers last week. And the Finns looking to get back in the winner's circle following the loss to the mighty Newcastle Knights. I'm going for the home team, the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, agree, mate. They've got to be, they want to be a force. Everyone had them in the top four. You've got to get your home ground advantage, and that's going to be this week.
Okay, the early game on Sunday, I should say, the 2 o'clock game. Knights playing in we played in the 2 o'clock game away last week, got a win. We're playing the Warriors. We don't have a great track record against the Warriors, but it's an unchanged side. The young David Armstrong at fullback, who scored that first try last week on debut, he's there for the injured Ponga. Tyson Frizzell not back, but I'm going for the home team, the Knights.
Yeah, well, I'll go opposite. I just think what David did last week is really, really good. He's been doing that in the New South Wales Cup. I think the Warriors would have got a size 10 boot put up, you know, where for their performance last week.
Okay. All right, the final game, round 9 of the NRL. Sunday, it's the 4 o'clock game. It's the telly game. The Sharks take on the Dragons. This is a local derby. This should be a beauty, but I'll go with the NRL leaders, the Sharkies.
Yeah, they're dominating in the middle, dominating out wide. Also, they're hard to beat at home. Shark Park, whatever it's called now. We'll go the Sharks.
All right, go the Sharks. Mate, good calling over the weekend. And
have a great one.
Yeah, you too, mate. We'll catch up next Thursday. Mark Spud Carroll, who, along with Brett Camorley and Joel Kane, our NRL Nation commentators, calling all the action. You can hear it from 7 o'clock tonight right here. The Rabbitohs Panthers kicking off round 9 in the NRL. If you're in a tipping comp, good luck.